Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. As Cy and Elma, and didn't know anything about taking care of little babies, how would you like to find a tiny tot in a clothes basket on your front porch? Now, of course, you might know what to do with him, but our brave detectives haven't the faintest idea. When they graduated with honors from the Snoop and Sneak mail-order detective school, the old boys learned a lot about clues and fingerprints, but very little about babies. Cy and Elma are learning about children right now, however, for they found a lost baby in a clothes basket on the porch of the widow's boarding house. Add to that a puppy dog, also sleeping on the clothes in the basket, and you will understand the fix our detectives are in as we look in on them in the parlor of the boarding house.
Say, that baby's been quiet for a whole minute now, and well, it helps some.
Yeah, but we ain't done nothing to take care of him yet. I bet there's something he ought to get to eat or drink.
Well, I don't know what a baby eats. Do you, Cy?
Why, no, Elmer. Of course, I don't know.
Oh, you never knew nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we got to do something to get this little fella fixed up, Cy. And we got to do a case of detection to find out where he belongs.
That ain't no case, Elmer. The baby is just lost, that's all.
Just lost. How could he get lost? Baby this little couldn't run away from home, could he? Especially with a clothes basket around him.
No. I reckon he's too little to even walk tall.
Well, nobody could lose that basket without knowing it, Cy. That baby was put on them steps on purpose.
Elmer, you don't mean that his folks just run away and left him?
That's just what I do mean.
Oh.
Them kind of things in the papers every day.
Yeah.
What did he call it now?
Call what?
Well, what's in the about the lost babies or something?
I don't know, Elmer.
Of course you don't know, but I do. If I can just think of it. Now, wait a minute, huh? Get some thought on you.
Uh-huh.
I got it.
What?
Abandoned.
Huh?
Yes, sir. This is an abandoned baby.
Now he's a starting that again. We've got to do something.
Oh, my goodness. If the widow was only here, Cy, she'd fix him up.
Yeah, and she won't be here all day. I was to meet her at lunch.
Yes, I know. Did she say where she's going to be this morning?
Yeah, she was going to the beauty parlor to get her hair all fixed up nice. So she'd look right pretty to eat lunch with me.
Oh, shucks. Getting fixed up to eat lunch with you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that beauty parlor idea gives me an idea.
Well, then do something, Elmer. That little feller is getting madder and madder at us all the time.
Well, here, now, you hold him for a minute. No, not like that, Cy. No, you're choking with something. Keep his head up in the air, dear.
I can't keep his head up, Elmer. And when I hold him up straight, his head kind of topples over to one sideways like.
Well, then pull him down flat again. Now, just let me hold him for a minute.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get some help on this case. Hello? Give me the beauty party. I don't know which one. Oh, there's two of them. Well, all right, take your choice, Central.
Are you going to call the widow at the beauty parlor?
Well, I ain't calling up to get no beauty treatments for the baby. Hello? Hello, is this the beauty party? There's the widow there. What? Which one? Oh, I see. You got three widows there. Well, I want to talk to the widow of Snodgrass. She ain't. Well, in this wrong beauty parlor.
Oh, if you'd just listened to me, Elmer, I could have told you which beauty parlor she went to.
Well, why didn't she?
Well, you never gave me a chance. You're always doing all the talking anyhow.
Yeah.
She went to the Deluxe.
Well, why didn't you say so before? Hello. Give me the Deluxe beauty parlor. Yep, that's right here.
Hurry up, will you, Elmer? I'm getting worried about this little fella here.
Yes, I'm doing the best I can, ain't it? Hello? Is this the beauty parlor? I want to talk to the The Widow Snodgrass. Yes, Widow Snodgrass, yes. Oh, hush up, sir. Hush up, will you? Hush up, I can't hear nothing. Hello? Is this the Widow? Yeah, that's Elmer. Yeah, Elmer, I said. Say, Widow, what am I asking? Oh, dead, blame it.
What's the matter, Elmer?
Widow just slammed that fool right up in my ear. Hey, what are you laughing at?
I told you she didn't have no more use for you.
Well, then you talk to her. Here, let me hold the baby. Here. Bring it aside. Don't be a pinching him. Now, get on that phone there.
Listen, little girl. Get me the Deluxe Beauty Parlor. Now, Elmer, what am I going to ask her when I get to talk to her?
Well, ask her to come on here and take care of this kid, or tell us how to do it, or something about it.
Hello. I want to talk to the Widow Snodgrass. Yep. Hello, Winter. This is Cy. Yeah. Well, now, that's right nice of you to know my voice like that, Widow.
Yeah. You can hear what this kid thinks of your voice.
Well, I'll tell you, Widder. We got a baby. Uh-huh. Oh, now, Widder. Oh, the idea.
What's she saying, Si? What's she saying?
She says it's mighty sudden, ain't it?
Yes, well, tell her not to be so smart and quit joking and help us out.
Now, Widder, you know this kid don't belong to us.
Well, go ahead, Si. Go ahead, you ninny. Tell her how we got it.
Well, Widder, we found it on the front steps of the boarding house. Yeah, and it's crying. Mm-hmm. What can we do for it?
Yeah, Si ain't got sense enough to know.
Si ain't got sense enough to know. No, Dad, Bernie, tell me what I mean. What I mean is...
Yeah, that's just exactly what you mean.
Can you hear him cry, Widder? Uh-huh. No, we ain't sticking pins in him. Elmer's been singing to him.
Never mind that, Si. Never mind that about me singing. Find out what we can do to keep him from crying.
Now, just a minute, Widder. Yeah. Go slow till I get all that straight. Yep. No. Oh, no. No. No, he ain't done that yet. Yep. Nope. Yep.
Si, will you quit that yep, nope, yep, and say something, will you?
I got it all now, Widder. thank you, Widder. Goodbye.
Yes. My goodness sake, you were long enough. I hope she told you something.
Yeah, she said there ought to be a bottle in his basket.
We looked for it. Why didn't you think of that before?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Look under that blanket. Look right.
There ain't a thing in there but a lot of little blankets and, here's these things.
What things? Say, what do you reckon they could be, sir?
His handkerchiefs, I reckon.
Oh, sweet sassafras, sir. He's too little to be blowing his nose on them big things. And anyway, whoever seen a handkerchief folded cornerways like this?
Yeah, it's got me beat, Elmer. Anyhow, ain't no bottle in here.
Well, call you, we'd up again and tell her there ain't no bottle.
I don't have to call her again.
Why not?
Well, she told me what to do.
Well, then get to doing it.
Yeah, now let's see. She said that most fellers that was real little...
Yes, yes.
That is...
Well?
No, that ain't it.
Well, what was it?
It was... Elmer, I plumb forgot what she said to do.
Si Perkins, if this poor little shaver was starving to death, you'd forget something. Now, call up again. Go on, Si, call up again, and you say over everything that she says, and then I'll hear it and get it right.
All right.
We down upon the Swanee River, far, far away.
Now, give me...
Yes, where my heart is.
That's where my heart. Give me the beauty parlor.
Yes, turning over.
Is this the beauty parlor?
Yes, where the old folks stay.
Is this where the old folks stay? No, doggone it. Hush up, will you, Elmer?
When?
Hush. Hello. I want to talk to the widow.
My goodness gracious. He ain't much better with that telephone you have with the kid.
Oh, hush, Elmer.
He ain't good for nothing.
Hello, widow. This is Si again. It's your own Silas.
Old Silas.
There ain't no bottle in that basket. I forgot what we're supposed to do next.
Now, look, Si, say it out loud when she says it now, will you?
What's that, widow? I don't know. Just a minute. How old's your baby, Elmer?
How should I know? How old are you, sonny? He's 1 year old.
Elmer says he's 1 year old. What's that? Oh, she says it can't be. If he was a year old, he could walk.
Well, maybe he can. We never tried it.
Yeah. He's just a little fellow, isn't he? Huh? How big?
Oh, tell you, it's about a foot and a half long.
Elmer says he's a foot and a half long. Huh? Wait a minute. She wants to know if he's got any teeth.
Wait a minute, I'll find out. Here, little rascal. Come on, cat. Come on, open your mouth. He did just like a kid. Wouldn't hardly when he wanted to at all. Now, good. Hey, fair. Hey, quit chewing on my finger. No teeth, Si, but sure likes chewing on my hand.
No, Winter. No teeth. Yep. Boil him a little water. Yeah, and give him a little bit of it in a spoon.
Mm-hmm. I got that all right, Si. One spoon of boiling water.
How much of that boiling water do we give him? We don't give it to him until it cools off. Then get some milk out of the pan on the back porch and put a few drops of that in the water. Yeah. All right, Winter. Bye again.
Mm-hmm. Now we got something. All we got to do is to boil some water and put a few drops of it in the pan on that porch. Now we're talking this language. Look, Si, just as soon as you said milk, you got right interested,
yeah,
didn't you?
I reckon we know all about babies now, don't we?
Certainly we do. It ain't so hard to learn, but there's one thing you forgot to ask the Winter.
Yeah, what's that?
You didn't find out what them three cornered pieces of cloth in the basket of fur.
First thing, we got to get him something to eat.
Well, let's get out the kitchen and fix it up right away.
I hope there's some fire left in that stove. And beat Dickens if you don't have to wait for a fire.
We should have wind so much. Certainly there'd be a fire left.
Now, if you'll just sit over there and hold him while I stir up this fire and get the kettle on.
We down the post, the dirt, far, far away.
Now, Emery, I reckon that kettle will be hot in just a minute.
Well, don't stand there looking at us, Si. Get out on that back porch and bring in that pan of milk.
All right, Emery. I'll get it. I'll get it right away, Emery.
Now you done it, you clumsy old moss back, you. You're going to spill every dirt drop of that milk.
I never spilled it, Emmer.
You did, so.
It was that dog of yours, and he drunk it all. I'm going to fix that dog.
Yeah, so my dog has got just much right to drink that milk as your baby has, and tell you now.
So the dog drank all the milk, and their only hope of feeding the baby is gone. What a life for a detective. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.